This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. The legal battle over the resettlement of Syrian refugees in Texas took another turn today. Texas withdrew its request to block Syrian refugees from coming here. The state isn't dropping the suit, though. 21 Syrians are planning to settle in Dallas and Houston next week, and the state's asking the judge for a hearing by Wednesday. The state's decision to back down, at least temporarily, was welcome news for Rebecca Robertson. She's the legal and policy director for the ACLU in Texas. Her group is representing the International Rescue Committee, or IRC, in the suit. It's one of the refugee resettlement agencies contracted by the federal government.
I think it's very good news for some of the families for whom there was some uncertainty about what would happen next. But of course, we still have a long way to go.
Texas is the first state to sue the federal government over the resettlement of Syrian refugees. More than two dozen governors, though, have raised concerns about the process. One Syrian family was slated to arrive in Dallas today. But early this morning, court filings revealed the family would stay in New York City through the weekend and arrive in Dallas on Monday instead. The ACLU filed a legal response today arguing Texas shouldn't be able to ban Syrian refugees. Robertson says the federal government, not the state, has the legal authority over immigration and refugee issues.
And the reason for that is just pretty simple. If we had all 50 states making their own policies, it would interfere with our ability to conduct foreign policy.
Robertson points out that the vetting process for these refugees can last up to 2 years and that there's nothing that suggests they pose any danger to the public.
I think the bigger picture, though, regardless of the specific number that's in the pipeline immediately, is that with the crisis that is happening in Syria and with the tens of thousands of people fleeing violence in that country, the president has determined that in the service of humanity, we need to accept more Syrian refugees in our country, up to 10,000.
How many ultimately come to Texas remains to be seen. In a statement, Attorney General Ken Paxton says the state dropped its request for a restraining order because it received more information from the federal government. Robertson says she's surprised by the state's opposition because in the past, Texas has had a good record of welcoming refugees, including from Syria. Stella Chavez, KERA News.